You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, the 25th of March, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have...
Oh, wait. Oh, it's not Wednesday. Sorry, I got confused because I saw Pat.
There's a lot of confusion going on today. I'll be honest about that. But it's great to have you along. Zommers, it's great to be back here in Madison in the studios with you. Had a great 3 days out in beautiful Southwest Wisconsin. Many thanks to Phil Nee, the general manager of WRCE, WRCO, for letting us hang out there. And our great engineering team and all the great people here have kind of reorganized, rewired the home studios here. We have a desk now, which means I'm going to really have to exercise because I always stood for 2 hours during the show. I can't stand. I have a beautiful seat now, a beautiful chair. But here we are back at the home studios. And the reason you heard the camel peeked his head out is because he normally joins us every Wednesday on Hump Day at this time. The one, the only, Pat Kreitlow joins us, host of Up North News Radio from 6 until 8 from Lake Wasota. Pat, I understand now you've had it with Trigby's jokes about your age, and so you said, I'm out of here. I'm not doing the show with him anymore.
I don't know if I'm complimented or upset that Zommers stole my fire, because I was going to answer your question with Hump Day, and he's right there. He's
great
right there. He's so fast. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it has nothing to do with old man Trigby. It has everything to do with, you know, working for the man, or in this case, Courier Newsroom. Like many places, Courier Newsroom has meetings. And then when they get tired of doing those meetings, they come up with new meetings. And in fact, for a time, we had a policy of no meeting Wednesdays.
Really?
So that people could actually get work done instead of just meeting. But too many people were taking advantage of it and having little side meetings. So now there's just meetings willy-nilly. And the latest one has taken our former Thursday noon meeting and made it Wednesday noon. So now my Wednesday noon hours are tied up with a meeting that I like to refer to as show and tell, because it's really not so much about learning things as people going, look at this, look at this, look at this.
Pat, something tells me you're not a fan of this development.
I love Courier Newsroom, and the Courier Newsroom people love me. But they also know that, they've got a bit of a curmudgeon on their hands when I sense that some meetings could have been an email or, I don't know, a group text if the Secretary of Defense wouldn't mind, you know, doing that instead of having the meeting. So a Wednesday meeting has now pushed me over here to Tuesday. So, if old man Trigby doesn't mind, I'll be over here and he can come say hi whenever his meeting schedule allows.
The last 3 minutes tells you everything you need to know why I love and admire Pat Kreitlow. because we're on the same wavelength on that, my friend.
Well, look, we love what we do, but we're now at an age where it's like, if we see something, you know, the bosses are doing, I'm like, we might have a little fun at their expense. And let me give you another example. I'm now at an age where I've told certain people, since I'm a couple of years away from retirement now, I'm like, you need to know, I no longer put in vacation requests. I put in vacation notifications. And if you, and I recall the person who's no longer with the company, not for that reason, but saying, I get it and I hate you for it. And I'm going to grumble every time you're gone, but clearly there's nothing I can do about it. And I said, thank you. We understand each other. I don't abuse the privilege, but I'm I'm going to take a little bit more time than you would like to give me. And it's still, I think, a win-win for both parties.
Absolutely. And I admire you because I have not reached that level of my career yet.
No, I mean, look, it took a long time. I got walked on a lot by where I was just being too nice, bending over backwards too many times. And you just finally reach a point where you go, nah, I don't want to do that anymore. So for those folks who aren't there yet, take heart when it arrives. It's a really nice feeling, especially if you love what you're doing.
Right.
And if you respect right. your employer, but you're just like, no, we're going to do things a little bit different here. And I'm one of the lucky ones. It works, you know, as long as I keep doing a good job.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't try to box me in. We understand each other, and that's a good thing.
Well, it is always great to have you along, Pat. I appreciate you accommodating us here, our little dog and pony show, now on Tuesdays. And Trigvy tells me that he is going to occasionally pop in, because, and this is serious now, I'm not joking around, as Joe Biden. Every time I say that now, I hear Joe Biden. I'm not joking around. He goes, well, I'm going to miss my banter with Pat. Like, I have a lot of fun with that. I said, well, stop on. Stop
and I'm sorry. No, I will. I honestly will miss it too. Mm-hmm. And if he wanted to come on Tuesdays, and if you would let him,
of course,
it'd be great to have him there. Though I don't know how this whole show is going to work now with you sitting on your keister.
You're
not going to have nearly the energy.
No.
So I'm hoping that they will get you like one of those desks that is optional where you can raise it up or lower
Zomers
it down.
Zomers has that. Zomers has an electronic desk.
Yeah. I still sit most of the time anyway because I don't have a good reason.
Oh, yeah, but Todd over here saying, oh, I'm going to have to exercise now. Yeah, like those couple of hours of standing made you an athlete, you know?
Well, no, it didn't make me an athlete, but I felt like I was doing something.
You felt like you were getting something done. Those washboard abs, they just show up by standing here for 2 hours a day yapping.
Sure.
I know,
sure,
right?
I know, right. Let me ask you this, Pat, and we're going to get into some serious news. I heard Jay Matner and Greg Bach talking about this morning on Matner on Air. I want to ask you about it. There's a great column in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today, Dan Bice, and door knockers for Brad Schimmel in this very important election coming up 1 week from today, as a matter of fact. But before I do that, let me ask you this. Have you ever captured a groundhog? Like trapped it? Or yeah, like have you ever had a groundhog problem?
No, I've never had.
All right, well, I did the show from Richland Center the last couple of days and stayed at Mom's, who, of course, still lives back home. And she has had a groundhog occupying underneath of her deck out back of the house for a couple of years now. She goes, we got to get rid of this. She has a live trap. And listeners of this show, we took a whole segment last week, and they told me what to use for bait. And so I went through I used lettuce and cantaloupe, as our listeners told me to, and set the trap. After I got it all done, Mom goes, well, it's way too cold. He's not going to come out now. I said, well, what? And so I set it. And by golly, people are asking, I can report to you that as of yesterday, the little pieces of cantaloupe and lettuce on the outside were gone, and the big thing of lettuce in the back of the trap was gone, but the trap had not been sprung, and there was no groundhog.
Well, that's the last time you ever get that trap from the Acme Trap Company.
Right, that's why Zomers play the Roadrunner thing, yeah.
Don't use Acme for those things. Nope.
It's a challenge. Those things are slippery.
Yeah. Now we're going to... first, I was going to tee up Bill Murray from Groundhog Day.
Right.
But now we've got to get him instead from Caddyshack, where you're going after the gopher. You're going to get him. Pretty soon, he's putting dynamite under the house. So...
It's a
Cinderella story.
You know. I'm the pumpkin. So anyway, right. Well, ongoing problems with gophers. Speaking of rodents, Elon Musk is back. No, I shouldn't say that. Elon Musk is back in the news. A great column. Now, Dan Bice, here's a journalist. You know him well, Pat, I'm sure, over the years. Dan Bice is the kind of guy that if you are in elective office or you work for a current elected official, you can't stand the guy because he's asking too many questions. But once you're out of politics, he's absolutely fantastic. Because he gets these great stories, and he's a great journalist. Dan Bice has a column today headlined, Elon Musk Door Knocker Wants You to Vote for Brad Schimmel, but Doesn't Know Why. And this is fantastic.
Okay.
Zomers, do we have time to play this clip? All right, here is the action. This is from a Ring doorbell. A volunteer for Brad Schimmel's campaign knocked on the home of a Susan Crawford supporter, and here's what happened.
A survey because I'm doing work right now, so
yeah,
like,
I can do the survey too.
Okay, period. Are you guys supporting Brad Schimmel?
No. Are you supporting Brad Schimmel?
Girl, no, I work the poor bachelor. I don't work for him, but like I work under him.
Yeah. No. You're like being paid by Elon Musk right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Why so you
don't
sorry?
You don't support you Brad Schimmel?
Okay, so I'm gonna say this. I don't know much about anything. Like, girl, this is just a job for me. I'm just out here getting a check. I'm not gonna
Who pays you guys?
So basically American Pack, that's who I work under, is a company that's sponsored by Elon Musk and Donald Trump. So that's who basically pays them. So yeah, I'm just like
How much do you get paid?
Girl, I get paid like $25 an hour.
$25 an hour? Cool. And is it just doors?
Yeah, it's just doors. So basically I do door to door and I just, knock on doors and just, do my
work. Yeah. Cool. We're all voting for Susan Crawford.
Okay.
So if you want to put that in the survey, you can. But we're doing that because abortion's on the ballot.
Oh yeah, of course.
So if we elect Brad Schimmel, nobody will have the right to choose anymore.
For real?
For real?
You don't have to do this. I promise. Can I have a piece of literature, though?
I need my bills paid.
Thank you. You're good. Thank you.
Boy,
need
Pat.
Your bills paid, girl.
I mean, you can't buy support for Brad Schimmel like that. Oh, wait a minute. You actually can for $25 an hour.
Yes. And that's, again, what you can do when you're the world's richest man and you take away all the rules. And people go, well, why should there be any rules on campaign spending? This is exactly why. When you only got to spend so much, you used it for the things that matter. When you got more money than God and you can just spend things, you can hire people. You don't have to train them fully. And if you make the pay high enough, they'll read anything. And no disrespect toward the young woman, but it's true. You need the money.
Right.
This is what you got to do. You got to read the script and go door to door. And bless her for doing so. I hope that the next time around, she's doing it, for a candidate or a cause that's more in line with, her own values and lifestyle, and that she gets paid, doing something else for work. Mm. But for this is as good a campaign. This is as good a commercial as it gets. For why you don't want billionaires buying your elections.
Yeah, I totally agree. And also, to your point, Pat, I was impressed with both of them. The door knocker was honest, and the Crawford supporter was, I thought, very polite and kind and just honest back. But it's very, very revealing that this Schimmel support is broad, but about an inch deep.
Oh, an inch deep at best. And but I will end on the positive note saying I knocked on, thousands of doors during my time. Mm. And it was one of my favorite parts. Mm. Now, I don't know if it's the same today, but certainly 10 and 15 years ago, it was still a very pleasant experience by and large.
All right. I forgot to ask you before we went. Can you come back or not? You got to go.
I'm here for you, buddy.
All right. Yep. He's going to stick around for another segment. Come on back. Pat Kreitlow up at Lake Wissota. Is the ice still there? Or has
barely.
Water barely? All right, we'll come back, talk more about that and politics as well. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
When he tells people that he can't attend a Zoom meeting, it's because he's in his ice shanty out on Lake Wissota. Pat Kreitlow joins us now every Tuesday at noon because he's a busy guy. But yet he's kind enough to find time in his schedule for us here at the All Ball Show. And we appreciate that.
At least until the next meeting is put on my calendar, I got to stop giving people access to
Like the support for Brad Schimmel. Kreitlow's love for our show is broad, but about an inch deep.
No, that's not true.
No, I know. We appreciate it. When talking about this story, today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Dan Bice, Elon Musk door knocker wants you to vote for Brad Schimmel, but doesn't know why. And we played the audio from this Ring doorbell, a very lovely, nice person who was employed by America PAC, which is the group, the PAC, the super PAC, that Elon Musk now, according to Bice, has put in more than $18 million in helping Schimmel's campaign and confides to the person who's the homeowner who she went to, who is supporting Susan Crawford, girl, I'm just here to get paid. I just gotta pay some bills. And look, I feel for the person when you gotta pay bills, you're not, I mean, $25 an hour, that's nothing to sneeze at, right? When you gotta pay bills. But I think it shows, Pat, that this support for Brad Schimmel is not all grassroots here. It's just being bought.
Well, of course. I mean, he when you're the corporate candidate, that's what you do. Everybody to you, when you're the corporate candidate, everybody to you is an employee. You know, I will never forget the first time Ron Johnson ran for office. And at the end of the campaign commercial, I was just dumbstruck when the fine print thing said, paid for by Ron Johnson for Senate LLC or something like that. I'm like, the guy turned his campaign into a corporation. You know, that this is where we're going. And again, that mindset of, you know, business, government should be run like a business. Everybody should listen to the business leaders. I mean, I got into it this morning with somebody commenting online about, you know, why don't we give supply side a chance? Like, supply side has never worked. Mm-hmm. And Todd and I can have that Democrat-Republican debate some other time. But that's my answer in terms of, you know, if you've got all that money and you're the corporate candidate, everybody to you is just an employee, including the voters, not just the canvassers, but the voters. Elon Musk is trying to buy votes for $100. Sign my petition, quote unquote. Yeah. I'll give you $100. That's how this works in their world.
Well, that's something we agree on, is just there's too much money in politics, and Citizens United was a mess. And I used to be a guy that thought, you know, yeah, money is speech or whatever. But after Citizens United and after this got out of control, and my former boss, Dale Schultz, made the point, this is no longer about having a louder voice in the town square, metaphorically. It's about drowning everybody else's voice out. And that's where the imbalance becomes, and it's completely unfair. Let's go to the phone lines quickly, 855-752-4842. Mark, I'll give you about 45 seconds, because Kreitler and I got to talk hockey. What do you got?
Hey, have you seen that Alessandra Basher little praise of Elon Musk video yet?
I have not.
It is something else. I mean, that is two and a half minutes, but it is just, oh my God. It just is.
Are you seeing door knockers like this in your neck of the woods?
I haven't yet, but I'd be very polite to a young woman if she came to my door like that. But if it was one of the little Doge boys, he would get short shrift. And he would regret knocking on my door.
Appreciate it, Mark. Well, I'll have you on more. We got more time. But, Kreitler, I want to get to you're wearing a particular hoodie, a jersey. Tell us about this.
I rarely wear a hoodie. I've got a Packer hoodie that I'll wear once in a great while. This was after the show, throwing on something comfortable and grabbed my Western Michigan Broncos, because that was the hockey team I was following. My son-in-law works for the team, and so we were in St. Paul for the conference tournament. Saw two great games for the Broncos to advance to the NCAA tournament, so they will kick that off this weekend, while the NCAA women's national tournament just wrapped up, as we know. And I got home from those exciting hockey games Friday night, Saturday night. I get home Sunday afternoon, turn on the TV just in time for the third period of the Badger women's game for the national title. What a ride that was. I mean, it's Tuesday midday, and I still feel spent from these three amazing playoff hockey games. They're the best.
It really is. And what can you, are you able to tell us what your son-in-law does for Western Michigan?
Oh, yeah. He's the equipment manager, you learn the importance of that, you know, not just in what he does, but sometimes what happens on the ice. In one case, on the Friday game against North Dakota, they got a penalty against them because one of the players was playing with a broken stick.
Wow.
And, you know, that's the kind of thing an equipment manager is right on top of, notices something's wrong and grabs it. You know, you got to have the tape the right way. The skates got to be sharpened the right way. You make all kinds of other arrangements for the team as well. Mm-hmm. And they have consistently been the number three or number four team in the nation. They're number three in the nation this week heading into the tournament. And, you know, having it helps you understand that having a good support staff behind the scenes plays a role in whether a team wins or loses, as we know in our business as well. It lets me say this about the staffers in the Capitol, by and large, and I know you agree with this, Democrat, Republican, or in one of the independent state agencies, the most amazing, wonderful people who give public service a good name.
100%. I mean, this time of year, especially Bob Langstaff at the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, those people are incredible. So, yeah, it translates over. I mean, at that level, especially in college hockey or any college sport, these men and women who are I know the word manager, so you just do the water bottles. No. This is high-level stuff that the players at any sport really, really rely on. And, yeah, like, by the way, congratulations to Western Michigan on the men's side. But, boy, I watched the second period on of that Wisconsin Badger final against Ohio State. For me, it was the best hockey game I've ever seen. And that penalty shot by Kirsten Sims – if not the best stick handling, men, women, college, at NHL I've ever seen.
It was so exciting knowing that it could have gone either way, knowing that the plays were great, the refs had to be on top of everything.
Yeah.
It was just an absolute pleasure to watch. And this is a guy who, by the way, this week every year, all I'm talking about is baseball. And I am thrilled. I cannot wait for Thursday when the Brewers start things off with the Yankees. Catch the game Thursday afternoon on several Civic Media radio stations. Go to civicmedia.us to find more. But the hockey at the same time is just... And then there's, you know, the brackets, but my brackets, you know, got blown up.
Well,
here's
my Sweet 16. I have six teams left.
That's a lot of markings on there.
Six teams left.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. But I do have Michigan State as the winner. Luke Mathers chose Wisconsin. So maybe, but he's still ahead of me. even with
for
that.
Now.
I know, for now.
We'll see. That shall not last.
Patrick, appreciate you. You can listen to him every morning, 6 until 8 on Up North News Radio on the Civic Media
Radio.
And now
here on Tuesdays.
I don't know what y'all hear on
Tuesdays. I'm going to bring tacos. It's going to be great.
Thanks, Pat. Appreciate you. Come on back on the Civic Media Radio Network. The Todd Almost Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now, past hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, March 25th. Who amongst us hasn't been there? You have a couple of drinks and you drunk text or you send a text to someone. You ever done that, Sommers?
Well, I see. I have, but not in the connotation of this song. This song's saying, like, you text an old flame, try and rekindle things, or someone you wish you had something with. For me, it's more just like, hey, idiot. And, like, just spamming people that would also spam me.
I'm trying to think of it. I don't think I've ever drunk texted an ex or anything. Maybe, I don't know. Nothing comes to my mind. But I did one time, because when I have too much to drink, normally, now my family will tell you the story. I told the story myself back at the 2012 Rose Bowl when I had not eaten anything all morning. And then it was very hot. Long story short, I got to the Rose Bowl, and this area that we were in didn't have much food, and I was upset about a lot of things. And so I had a couple of gin and tonics on an empty stomach, and I got a little mouthy to the Oregon fans in the stand. Not my proudest moment, but generally speaking, and if I'm home or somewhere where I'm not going to be driving and just stay put, if I have a couple of extra drinks and get buzzed or whatever, it's been a long, long, long time since I've been, like, drunk, you know.
Same.
I can easily count on two hands, and maybe even one, the number of times that I've been, like, just wasted. And it was pretty much college and just after college. So it's been a long time. But I'm normally what's called a happy drunk. I usually get happy and silly and just, oh, I love everybody, whatever. And so this is shortly after, a couple of years after my friends Jonathan and Allison had their first child, whose name is Lauren. And I was so out of it, I couldn't remember her name. And so I said, you guys are the best friends ever. Tell Janelle I love her.
Oh, no.
And they to this day.
Oh, you're never going to live that down.
And now we've had her on the show. We've had Lauren on the show. And she was great. She's about ready to graduate from high school now. And all these years later, occasionally, they will bring up, quote unquote, Janelle, the one time Todd happy drunk texted him and referred to their daughter by the wrong name.
There are worse things to be remembered for.
There are worse things. And there are worse things that can happen when, and we don't know whether he was inebriated or not, But Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth sending out a text, and there's this platform called Signal. It's like WhatsApp or other things. Signal, and it's more encrypted, meaning that it's more secure, theoretically, than a normal text or what have you. But it's still not, like, run by the government or cleared through Secret Service or CIA. It's still a private company, right?
So it's more secure, not for top secret military information.
Right. And so what happened yesterday, Jeffrey Goldberg, the editor of The Atlantic, and we refer to The Atlantic on this show often. It's a great publication, magazine, online as well, does some great reporting, been around for years as known as a credible news source. Well, Jeffrey Goldberg, the editor of The Atlantic, revealed that he was added to a group chat on the encrypted messaging app Signal about the war plans that were out there, although Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth later denied any war plans were discussed.
He has the texts.
Accounts appearing to be Tulsi Gabbard and Ratcliffe both participated in the messaging thread, according to Goldberg. In the group chat, which was started by President Trump's national security advisor, Mike Walls, Ratcliffe allegedly shared information that, quote, that might be interpreted as related to actual and current intelligence operations, Goldberg wrote. The National Security Council said yesterday in a statement to CBS News that the message thread, quote, appears to be authentic. So today, out in Washington, D.C., Democrats grilled the leaders of the U.S. intelligence agency over that security breach, in which they inadvertently, Trump officials, told Goldberg, the journalist, in a group chat about the United States' highly sensitive plans to bomb Houthi targets in Yemen. The Houthis are part, not to get too deep into the weeds, but they're part of a terrorist organization known to be so in the Middle East. The Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, and the CIA Director, John Ratcliffe, appeared before the Senate Intelligence Committee today to testify about the global threats facing the U.S. However, at the annual hearing, which typically focuses on threats posed by China, Russia, and Iran, largely concentrated on this lapse. FBI Director Kash Patel, National Security Agency Director General Timothy Howe, and Defense Intelligence Agency Director Lieutenant General Jeffrey Cruz also appeared, but received few questions. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, the top Democrat on the committee, addressed the controversy at the top of the hearing, calling it, quote, mind-boggling, unquote, that none of the intelligence officials in the chat on the encrypted messaging app Signal appeared to check who else was included. Quote, are these government devices? Were they personal devices? Have the devices been collected to make sure there's no malware? Warner said in his opening remarks. There's plenty of declassified information that shows that our adversaries, China and Russia, are trying to break into encryption systems like Signal. Unquote. Let me step away from this story on CBS for a moment to give you some perspective. There are top people in military and government who are outraged today. And again, let's take away for a moment the partisanship in this, okay? Just the fact that U.S. military secrets, information, A, is being discussed on a non-government platform, meaning it's not from a government device. To Senator Warner's point, is dangerous because China and Russia have been hacking into these types of things that are not government devices or government platforms. Number two, and to Zaber's point, they have the texts. They're out there. And both the White House now and other government officials have confirmed under oath that, yes, that's real and this happened. But despite this, people like Tulsi Gabbard, Pete Hegseth, refuse to really acknowledge or take responsibility for this. And then, again, taking the partisanship out. This type of behavior is absolutely, incredibly dangerous to the men and women in uniform in the United States military. I hope that we have not passed the day where, regardless of our political affiliation on a partisan level, that we can all acknowledge that the men and women who put on the uniform of the United States of America, their lives come first. That we should all be working together to ensure their safety first. And incidents like this do the opposite. They endanger the men and women who wear the military uniform. Pete Buttigieg, former United States Transportation Secretary, himself a United States veteran, took to social media to discuss this and talk about the danger that this has caused. Our friend from the Lincoln Project, senior advisor, not Trygve Olsen, but our other friend there, Stuart Stevens, who has left the Republican Party like me, who was much higher up, helped run campaigns for the Bushes and for Mitt Romney and the like. He says this, Stuart Stevens, in a tweet today, quote, "Here is a simple test of the seriousness of the Republican National Security's massive incompetence. If this were a campaign, and a campaign manager invited a journalist into a high-level strategy text chat, every Republican would fire their campaign manager immediately. But Secretary of Defense? Question mark." Unquote. Stewart's right that if this were a campaign for U.S. Senate or for president, and a campaign manager had this kind of a slip up, they'd be gone. Boom. Done. And guess what? There's nobody's lives at risk in something like that. Well, at least there didn't used to be. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Dale, listening in Wausau of the XCO. Dale, you wanted to check in with us? What do you got?
Yes. Wanted to say that, like Greenland, there is something significantly strategically and geographically important to the Trump administration for gaining control of Panama and the Panama Canal as a road to move from the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic. By the way, I've done some research on what shipping traffic can move through the canal. Besides container ships, oil tankers, and dry bulk ships, wheeled vehicle cargo carriers can move through the canal. Mm-hmm. Also, our smaller, earlier, built-in-the-past aircraft carriers can pass through the canal, but our super carriers, Nimitz-class carriers, can't go through the canal because they are too wide. And we have no idea, really, what's going on with the interest in Greenland and in the Panama Canal, on what strategy they have for, the Panama Canal and for Greenland.
Help me understand. So help me understand, Dale. You're saying that you're in favor of the Trump administration.
However,
okay.
I'm just saying that there's something going on where they're interested in Greenland and the Panama Canal. It sounds like a strategy to me.
Are you in favor of what Trump's doing or against it?
Well, I'm wondering why they're so interested in Greenland and the Panama Canal. It sounds like the Trump administration is up to no good with those two things, especially.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you on that. Thanks, Dale. I appreciate the call. kind of off topic, but what Donald Trump is doing in the Trump administration in Greenland, and we talked about this, what, yesterday, Zomers, with Denmark, or last week, J.D. Vance, over the weekend, saying, you know, that that Denmark, who owns Greenland, isn't being a good ally. Denmark is one of the best allies we have in Europe. They're a member of NATO, by the way. We're sworn to help protect them as a country. Panama controls the Panama Canal. They're a sovereign nation. So if the United States has reason to have interest in that or concern, then you talk to them like a friend, as an ally. You don't threaten to take them over by force. And it ties in somewhat with what we were talking about, this news today, that if Defense Secretary Hegseth is being this cavalier discussing U.S. military, active U.S. military operations on a non-governmental phone, a non-governmental platform like Signal, and he slipped up and sent it to a reporter, for goodness sake, who else is he slipping up and sending this information to? Come on back. We'll take your phone calls on a Tuesday. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842 is the All Ball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 9 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Stay with us in hour two. It is day number two of our break into spring text to win trivia extravaganza. Your chance to win great prizes. And today, so one day it could be a great getaway to Chula Vista Resort, Wisconsin Dells. Another day, it might be two club level seats to the Milwaukee Brewers. Or another day, like today, your chance to win $100 in cash, in singles. We ship them to you in the mail, $100, your chance for $100 today. And everybody who enters next hour is going to get entered in to win the grand prize of a Verlo mattress, wonderful package. So stay tuned to that. Your chance. We got to download the Civic Media app. That's the only way to enter. We'll tell you the secret word to enter next hour. All right. Also, what's worse for today? And Luke Mathers normally joins us at 12:30 on Tuesdays. He is not here right now because he is preparing for the voluminous incoming texts in hour number two. We'll talk more about that. Right now, talking about what's happening in Washington, D.C., the danger of Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth putting out on the private app, chat app called Signal, and how dangerous this is to American interests, particularly for the men and women who put on the uniform. And what else is getting out on these private, non-government-controlled apps and devices? 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to the RC, WRCE in Richland Center, Whistler. Whistler, thanks for calling in. What's up?
Hey, Tom. I watched this reporter's interview, the editor of The Atlantic, last night on Rachel Maddow.
Yep.
And then I watched, you know, the hearing this morning. And I'll tell you what, I chuckled through both of them. Because I'm thinking to myself, how dumb could these people be?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, they're
I wore the uniform.
Right.
You know? It's just insane. And the two generals were, you know, the military guys.
Right.
They were asked just a few questions, but they grilled, you know, Radcliffe. He shouldn't have been there in the first place. And same thing with Tulsi Gabbard. But I just wanted to throw that 2 cents worth in.
I appreciate the feedback and watching that. And yeah, I think, again, anybody in the military who's serious and not just a Trump stooge, they're going to be honest and say, let's take the partisanship out. Regardless of who did this, this is extraordinarily dangerous to the men and women who put on the uniform. 855-752-4842. Going to L.A. Tom next, out in beautiful Los Angeles, California. L.A., what have you got?
Well, Todd, first I got to say, if Republicans are spewing it, they're doing it. Seriously, I would love to stay nonpartisan because, you know what? I think we are all Americans.
Mm.
But I'll tell you what, the way that they harassed Secretary Clinton all those years about an email server or whatever the heck it was, this is so much worse.
Right.
And if you go back and you listen to what these same people said about Hillary Clinton, and we can't let this go. This is secrets of ours, of national security. I mean, what the hell is going on?
No, I totally agree. And when I say take the partisanship out, I don't mean I'm not here to blame the Republicans on this and the Trump people. I am. I'm just saying that because some people will say, oh, you're just saying this because it's Trump's people that did it.
No.
And my point is I'm bringing this up not because in any sort of a partisan light. I don't care what party would have done this, I would be equally as outraged by it. That's my point.
And you know what? And absolutely. And I would be too. And that's why we're actual people that care about America. Mm-hmm. I don't find that the Democratic Party is always looking to divide and conquer people. And I feel like the Republican Party always is looking for a way to divide us, to make it where, oh, Hillary Clinton did that too. No, this is the level of incompetence that you have never seen before in the government, ever.
Yeah. I appreciate the call. I'm up against the clock, L.A. Let's go quickly next to Madison on WMDX. Tom in Madison, thanks for calling in. Tom, what have you got?
Yeah, I think everybody's just following Trump's example of no accountability whatsoever and a huge dash of absolute arrogance. When you saw Hegseth's response today, it was attack the journalist.
Right.
And said it never happened, and he started whining about Russia, Russia, Russia. And, you know, if the journalist wasn't in on that meeting, then he never would have known about it. It's absurd to even deny it. The only humorous thing I found coming out of it on social media today is that maybe we should call it Whiskey Leaks instead of WikiLeaks.
I like that. I like that a lot.
but I think, you know, when Hegseth got confirmed, I swear it was kind of like, I wonder how many months he'll last.
Right.
And hopefully this will be the end of Hegseth because he's an embarrassment from the beginning.
I appreciate the call. And again, to Stuart Stevens' point, if this were a presidential campaign and campaign information got leaked to a journalist like this, they'd be gone. So let's see if Trump values the men and women in uniform as much as his campaign. 855-752-4842. Gene, if you could make it brief on WCFW, the Capitol, Claire. Gene, thanks for calling. What do you got?
Well, we already know where Trump stands with his buddy Putin. We already know where he stands making enemies of our neighbors. Mm-hmm. We already know where he stands when he only thinks of himself and nothing else in our country. So, you know, we're on our own here.
Yeah.
And, I can't believe what's going on, and those Republicans better get their you-know-what together because they need to stop this stuff because it is harming America and it's destroying us from the inside out. Thank you.
Yep, thanks, Gene. Up against the clock. Bill, Bruce, and others, we see you on the line. As Matt Flynn says, do not hang up. We'll take your calls on the other side. Going to give away $100 next hour. And what's worse, stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.